brother.
What's up?
It's just a hey, good party, man.
Yeah, I brother. Like, dig it. Stop right on.
There's too many of you crying.
All right, good evening, and welcome to the new Earl Ingram Show. At 5:40 a.m. WAUK and 101 FM, The Shaw.
It's new, shiny.
What's going on, Evan? How you doing, man?
It's got that new smell. I'm good, man. How are you?
Did I get it right?
Yeah, yes, you did, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You got those call letters perfect.
Okay, man. It's still a challenge early on in this process.
It's new and shiny. That's right.
You know, man, we're taking a little break from having for at least this evening.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind of highfalutin candidacy this week. You had some
really
nice interviews.
We've got four on next week, so... Yeah. I wanted to take a little break, and here's what I wanted to talk about, man. Several things, but here's one. What kind of mask do you wear, man?
What kind of mask?
Yeah, mask.
I got it right here. So it's a normal knit mask with a little insert in there.
Oh, and there is an insert in there.
Yep. And that's ideally, we've got those N95s just straight up, you know, a disposable N95 mask. Some of them you can wash. Those are ideal.
You know, I just ordered a pack of N95s, and I've been waiting for them now for a little over a week.
Oof.
And look, let's talk about this. You know, this virus that's spreading, and people who don't want to get vaccinated, and the schools, they don't want the schools shut down.
Yep.
And it is just a mess all over the country. And why don't the government, if you know, because who else is going to do it if it's not the government? People don't want the government in their business. That's what they say. But who else is going to be powerful enough to get a message to the people that the little paper masks that they're selling, they're not worth two dead flies? I mean, they're just in, they can't protect you.
Yeah, it's literally just so your breath doesn't go across the room.
A cloth mask.
Yeah.
A cloth mask that you've made out of t-shirts, they can't help you. I see people who made those masks out of cloth.
At the end of the day, what they're doing is they're keeping, you know, when they're yelling and shouting and getting drunk and just, you know, just getting crazy, they're not spitting air all the way across the room. Which, you know, if I'm in a room with somebody that, you know, a stranger, you know, within 6 feet, I'd prefer that over nothing, but that's not saying a whole lot.
Well, listen, man, there's an epidemic, and people who are trying to prevent that and are wearing masks, there needs to be PSAs saying what masks are okay and what masks are not.
Hell, the government should be sending them out. I remember I'm pretty sure it was last year, defeated former President Donald Trump, turned down the idea of sending a mask to everybody. With that first round of stimulus, it was pitched to him, why don't we send everybody a mask? And
well,
he said,
but
no.
I understand why not.
Exactly.
Why they're not doing it. They're not doing it because it's capitalism. And there's all these people making masks. And some masks aren't worth it whatsoever. And yet, you know, people can stop in a store and pick up a mask. Some you can pick up for a buck. And yet you see people wearing those masks and they're trying to do the right thing. But it doesn't make sense that we know that masks are on the market. that will not make a difference whatsoever in making you safe or anybody else safe.
Well, I would disagree with that a little bit as far as, you know, it's an airborne illness. So it limits the air coming out of your mouth, literally just making it not go as far, which is only better than nothing. It's not preferred.
So here is an article in today's USA Today. Your cloth face mask isn't protecting you against the coronavirus variant Omicron, health officials say. As common as cloth face masks have become, health experts say they do little to prevent tiny virus particles from getting into your nose or mouth and aren't effective against the new variant. Cloth masks are not going to cut it with Omicron, said Lindsay Marr, a researcher at Virginia Tech, who told National Public Radio. Health experts are urging the public to opt for 3-ply surgical mask, KN95 mask or N95 mask, which offer more protection against the highly contagious variant. Now, that's a fact.
I see a lot of those surgical masks around, which is heartening to me. I see a lot of people wearing those.
Yeah, I know there are those who can afford them.
And that's the other, yeah, those N95s are expensive.
I know, so let's have the conversation.
Yeah.
If we're talking about doing something to prevent the continued spread of the virus, and we know that there is a mask that does just that, but it's out of the reach of the majority of the American citizens.
Yeah.
Then at some point in time, we as the government has to do what's in the best interest of the citizen.
I'm right there, man. We're so far behind on this ball. This should have been done a long time ago.
And so people say, well, the government can't afford to do that. Oh, yeah, it can. Anytime we can spend $800 billion on the military, don't tell me that this government can't afford masks to protect its citizens.
Didn't the government just cut a $500 million deal for testing kits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, absolutely. We have the technology, as it were.
So we jet the $25 billion in addition that our Congress and Senate gave to the military, that alone and money that they didn't request, that money alone would have been able to more than give the proper mask to the American citizen
for the foreseeable future. I mean, yes, I'm right.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So if we know that people are wearing the wrong mask and they're going through this, and we see a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to talk to you all about what's happening in hospitals in Oregon, where they are making decisions on who they're going to save.
Triage.
Yeah, and who they're not going to save because of the virus. Don't think we can't get there. So to all of you who are wearing masks, and especially those who have not been inoculated, and you think that the mask you are wearing is protecting you, it is not. There's no way that is helping you.
I remember from last year, the word on the street was you're not wearing a mask for, and I'm talking about those surgical masks, that they're not to protect you. They're to try and limit your germ spread. They're to protect other people, but they're not preventing yourself from breathing in air that contains viral particles. Yeah.
You know, man, it is that N95 mask is the way to go. And, you know, and you, I told you, I just ordered about 30 of them. And I've been waiting for them to show up. And look, man, if you can afford, you know, a night out on the town, You follow me?
Yeah, look, they're about a dollar a piece. You know, you buy them in a 10-pack, you buy a 12-pack. They're a little over a dollar a piece. Yeah.
We are at a point, man, where you got to have the right ammunition to fight. What to do if you test positive for COVID-19 or are exposed? So what do we need to know about which mask is more effective against Omicron? N95, KN95, and KF94 respirators are made out of material with an electrostatic charge. Listen to that. Which actually pulls these particles in as they're floating around and prevents you from inhaling those particles. Dr. Arbar Karan, an infectious disease physician at Stanford University, told NPR. Researchers at Duke University conducted a study last year to see which mask was the most effective. The N95 mask was the most effective in blocking respiratory droplets, 99% to be exact, second best surgical mask. Well, I see a lot of people wearing the cloth and paper mask without them even being over their noses. You know, I mean, serving no purpose whatsoever. Purpose.
Yes, if you don't wear it correctly, you might as well not wear it at all. Yeah.
I mean, so why aren't we teaching those things? Oh. You know, why are these things not top on the list? Why are they not top on the list? And I see adults as well as children who don't know how to wear a mask. And you would think by this time it would be so important enough that we would be teaching this.
And to put this in perspective a little bit, KN, N95, they're very closely related. They do the same thing. That 95 means that they're 95% effective in reducing the particulate of that size from getting through the mask. So even those masks designed for this purpose are 95%. They're not perfect. So yeah, cloth masks are not as effective.
So while cloth masks can filter large droplets, N95s can filter both large droplets and the smaller aerosols that may contain the airborne virus. N95s are also especially efficient, filtering out 95% of airborne particles. Man, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines open at 844-967-2789. Listen, I know all of you who are listening to me. You know, I don't know. Do you have KN95 masks? Do you have N95 masks? Or are you going with the dollar mask and the masks that are made from T-shirts? We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? We'll be right back.